I'll try again.
Wait, security, this is Pranil.
Hey Pranil, how's it going?
Good. Who's this?
Well, Mike here with Hoff and Mazer. How you doing?
Hoffenmeister?
Hoff and Mazer?
Hoffenmeister. Okay.
Yeah, we had a pretty detailed discussion about your mobile application you were looking for, and you've been connected primarily with Clive. If that rings any bells?
That's right. That's right. What's your name again?
Right.
I'm sorry.
Mike here. We had a video
Mike,
meeting.
Mike.
Yeah, Mike here.
That's right.
Okay, I thought
Hey,
you.
Mike. You know, no. We didn't cut anything away. You know what happened here, Mike, is that with the Mavic 2, I guess there's already something that's open API source for us to get in there and start working on this stuff and pre-plan the flights already. So the team has just kind of taken it on themselves to kind of reroute this thing and complete the task in-house.
Okay, so you have like app developers in-house that can tackle this for you. Is that correct?
Yes, I don't think it's going to be like the white label app that we talked about, but at least it's going to be a starting point to use what's already available as a I guess the stepping stone to where we want to get to.
Right, so isn't that something, I mean, just to confirm, isn't that something that Clive confirmed? I mean, as far as the APIs are concerned, because we did figure that there are APIs available. And a couple other things that the DJI Maverick drones, they offer inbuilt, and that's kind of the prerequisite to build the application. Otherwise, the application would not be possible in the first place. So did Clive did share that information with you, or is that a build-up on that, or is that something your team figured themselves?
No, I think they were trying to figure out a couple of items on our end, and Clyde did not mention Clive, I believe it was. He did not mention specifically that this is the only platform that would be able to be used. We actually have a tool or ATEL, well, another manufacturer, AUTEL, two. And this is, yeah. And so this is another drone that they're also trying to use on the same point. But we've been also hung against the FAA regarding the total autonomous flight variations and some of that
Right,
regulation that we
regulations,
have to
yeah.
work through as well. So I guess there's going to be a few roadblocks that we're headed towards that we're going to have to get some waivers for. But at the same time, the conversation that we had was great to lead to something that's executable maybe on a more massive scale, but I think the technology that we're looking for is probably already available through the use of some of these AI tools and some other integrated softwares that they have.
Right. So yeah, so I was kind of blindsided with this project because I left for the a short vacation, and by the time I came back, I mean before I left, we had a bit of a research for a few days, and Clive was fully in loop about it, so I was hoping that he must have shared some details about the outcomes of the research we did. But then after I got back from the vacations, he kind of mentioned that you were busy for the next 2 weeks or something. And now that
Yeah,
those 2 weeks were over.
we have our opening ceremony, our ribbon cutting here on the 19th. But
Oh,
it's
sweet.
this is something that I'll, yeah. So what we're doing is having phase one and concept of phase three being shown here, and seeing if this is something that the audience has an appetite for right now, and kind of bridging that gap and to see what is more feasible for the audience currently, and that's where we want to take the first app design. So I think this kind of plays a good, a source data for ourselves to collect and to see what they would like to see moving forward, just from their point of view, right?
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just to rest assure you, based on our research, we did figure that a white label application is fully possible, and I think there were two major factors or prerequisites to figure. One was the kind of support that DJI offers, and the other one was about the GuardsPro platform that you kind of somehow wanted to bridge the app with. And we figured some details about both, so we wanted to share those with you and kind of get on the same page as well. But if your team wants to lead this and kind of cover a part of this, that is perfectly, of course, fine with us, and we can always recircle. But otherwise, if a white label application was your top priority, then I think we did figure that, yes, it's doable, and we could build it for you, and we could deploy it on the app stores as your own application rather than having to use something that you pay for on a monthly basis or anything that's kind of rented or leased from another company or another source.
You know, I'd love to have my own white label program, and there'd be a few things that I would implement in there that's much different than the way other programs are designed to carry out security currently. And that's obviously we can talk about implementing some of those items, you know, one by one by one, and how to do that. But this month wouldn't work. Let's see if we can touch bases next month, which would be a little bit probably a much better for us to circle back and to see where we are currently in the process. And maybe launching something on the background where it does give it time to develop as a white label program.
All right, yeah, that sounds like a plan.
Does that sound
so
a little
the only
better?
I think that sounds like a plan. That's perfect. And the only thing that I'm thinking right now with the way you sound is, you know, it's like your team is doing a certain research as well, and my team is, of course, you know, after we connected with you and we saw the potential of this partnership, we conducted our research as well. It just feels like your team is kind of, redoing the same work, and I'm hoping that's not the case. I mean, because we already passed that research that your team is doing right now, and the outcomes that they're concluding, we've already done that. So, but then again, I mean, if you need some time at your end to wrap things around your head and, you know, to kind of figure this out, that's perfectly fine. But otherwise, whatever you're telling me about what your team figured, we've already had that, you know, figured at our end, and you know now we're kind of ready to move to the next step. And
we're not on the same page. Is your team is still stuck on the progression of the plan a month and a half, 2 months ago. Right, and we're now 2 months here in January 16th or whatever today is, and I think we're just focused on delivery of a conceptual framework to our clients on the 19th. And then after that, the 19th, we can definitely talk about the actuality and testing and making sure this all happens correctly. So there's definitely two different pieces that we're referring to, and I don't want to say one is overstepping the other or doing the same thing as the other and repeating the process. I think we just want to make sure that you get what I'm saying, right? Right now we just want to show what we have to our client and then kind of build on the back end of that product. But
okay,
you know,
so
let
I think
circle,
we're, yeah,
like you said,
yeah.
let's circle back in February and then we'll have a better idea where we need to go.
That sounds perfect. That's exactly what I was about to suggest. So you take your time, you know, get this done with on the 19th. Let's see how that comes out.
Again.
And based off that, we could recircle. And hopefully in the first week of February, we could recircle and take it from there. All right?
Sounds good, Mike. Bye.